This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's our Lifestyle Friday today. There's an issue that we're going to talk about, silent disco. Yo, very interesting. Silent disco is what we're looking at today. Apparently, there's something that you know about silent disco.
Well, I've seen on social media the whole idea around silent disco is that you are at a do and there's a DJ there. They are playing music. They've got headphones on. But instead of everyone hearing the music in the same room, you all have headphones on and you can experience the music from your own headsets and dance. So to anybody who is passing, you guys look like, what's going on? Because it's quiet, but everyone's got their headphones on and they're dancing to obviously music that's playing in their ears.
and when you and I were talking about it, you told me... You've already seen it like in Cape Town.
Yes. So, I mean, on social media, we've seen like groups in Cape Town and everything. So, I mean, it looks like it's getting momentum. It looks really fun. So for Lifestyle Friday, we thought, you know what, we'd use this moment to put you on when it comes to different things that are happening out there in the world. And just to make sure that we elevate your human experience, we have the founder of We Are Silent Vibe. I mean, you can get it from the name as well. Like, hello. Her name is Kaylee Ramushu, who's joining us on the line.
Morning. Hey, how are you?
There we got you. How are you doing this Friday?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate you to come and talk to us about silent disco. I mean, okay, I did my best to explain what it's all about. Maybe, you know, as someone who works in it, just tell us, you know, what is it and how does it work, the whole idea.
So it's a party where everyone wears wireless headphones and the music is broadcast using transmitters through the headphones. So from the outside, it looks like a room full of people dancing in silence, but inside the headphones, it's like a full-on room.
Okay. So does it matter the kind of venue you choose to use? I mean, you said these are like wireless headphones and the likes. Does it matter? Do people need to be close to each other, close to the DJ? How does it work?
So with silent disco, it can literally happen anywhere, rooftops, parks, beaches, exotic places, because we basically designed it for people to experience and a breakout of like a typical party and bring music to unexpected spaces. And the headphones do run radio frequency, so people are more than welcome to walk up to 500 meters and don't have to be all in one spot. You can literally be in your own space. So, yeah, that's what is really different about this whole silent disco thing.
Oh, and who provides the headphones?
We provide everything. So we are Silent Vibe, provides sound system, we hire the DJs, everything we bring, and people just have to rock up, basically.
Okay. I'm trying to imagine how you are finding the experience yourself. Usually we are used to, you know, music filling the space, like in a club, wherever that's going to be, and the ambiance, and it just creates, it's part of the creating that ambiance and in all of that. Now, with this kind of experience, you know, how are you finding it? Saying, for example, playing at a silent disco, or if you have to play at a place where the music is blasting through the speakers, which experience do you prefer?
So, from what DJs have told me after they played at our event, they would usually tell me that they actually like it better than the clubs because it's like a different atmosphere, different vibe. Because actually with the headphones, so each headphones would light up to a designated DJ that you're listening to. So there's a red channel, blue channel, and green channel. So the headphones has three channels that plays, and then all DJs will be playing at the same time. And the users are more than welcome to switch to these channels at any time.
Wait a minute. Are you saying we could be in a club and three DJs could be playing at the same time, and I could choose which DJ I want to listen to and dance to?
Yes. At any time, you can alternate between the three channels any time. If you're feeling Amapiano for the 1 minute, then you can have Amapiano the 1 minute. If you're feeling R&B the second, you can listen to the R&B. It's amazing, yeah. It's really cool.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's almost like with the DJs, they actually have to, like, battle now because they could see who's listening to who.
Oh.
And then they can, like, battle with each other. And then it kind of brings that intimacy between the DJ and the people. So it's like, yeah, it has that very personal connection between the DJ and the crowd. So, yeah, that's what they really enjoy about the silent disco.
And then as far as you know, like the volume level for my ears or anything, I mean, is it, do I control it?
So it is controllable. So you can have it soft. If it's too loud for you, you put it soft. If you want it louder, you can put it louder. And plus it's very good quality. So it is very like powerful when it comes to the sound with the headphones.
No, I know that if the venue where you are, at least there won't be any complaints from the neighbors about the loud music. So
That's one thing.
Okay, this is quite interesting. I think, you know, in future we should be looking at, we'll look at how this grows. You know, would there be a chance of festivals being run in this way? That would be different. That would be something to look forward to. But listen, you guys are onto something and it's quite enjoyable. Where can people check you out on social media if they want to see what you guys are up to?
So on all social media platforms, it's called We Are Silent Vibe. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and then also our website is wearesilentvibe.co.za.
Thank you, Kelly. Have a great weekend. That's founder of We Are Silent Vibe, Kelly Ramushu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.